Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the Adhan. Today's hadith. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qala hina yasma'un nida, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tammah, wa salatil qa'imah, aati Muhammadan il wasilata wal fadilah, wa ba'athu maqaman mahmudan ladhi wa'attah, حلت له شفاعتي يوم القيامة رواه البخاري. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, my intercession will be permitted on the day of Qiyamah for one who says when he hears the call of Adhan. After a person hears the Adhan, then he reads this dua. What dua is this? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has taught us, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة, that O Allah, the Lord of this perfect call and established, والصلاة القائمة. So the first part is اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة. تامة means complete. This Adhan is something that is complete. It's calling towards complete success of this world and in the year after. And it's something that is established, this Adhan. It's something that is established, it's something that is complete. So when we refer to something as tamma, means it's a complete call. Not only limited to material success, or not only limited to things of this world, but success eternally. As far as this world is concerned, success, as far as akhirat is concerned, is called its success. So therefore it's referred to as da'wati tamma. And the second part, was salatil qa'imah. So the translation again, that oh, Allah, the Lord of this perfect call and established salah, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasilah. We explained this part. So just to recap, this tamma means that this call is perfect, it's a complete call. And established salah, salah is already established. Then we're going on to say, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasilah and superiority. Wal-fadilah. So fadilah means superiority. And this wasila means the special place that is limited for one person in Jannat. This is wasila. And we explained it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, undoubtedly Allah ta'ala will grant this to him. But it is humility, unassuming style and behavior that I hope that Allah ta'ala will grant this to me. Please make dua for me that Allah ta'ala grants this to me. So here we're making dua for this. Aati Muhammadan il wasila. O Allah, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this wasila, this special position in Jannah, place in Jannah. Wal fadila, and grant him superiority. Wa ba'athu maqaman mahmudan ladhi wa'atta. And O Allah, raise him to the praiseworthy position which you have promised him. Which you have promised him. Ulama explain that this praiseworthy position is referring to that position that Allah ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be raised to that position where now he will intercede for the whole ummah. He will be given the opportunity to intercede for the whole ummah. So that position that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for, teaching us to make dua that Allah ta'ala grant him that position where he intercedes for the whole ummah. Now can you imagine the humility and the love and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he, even in dunya, we are taught, teaching us to make this dua, to ask for his love and shafqat and rahmat to be shown even in akhirah. In other words, when he showed us his love in this world, he showed his mercy, his compassion, his sleepless nights, his hunger and his tiredness that he went through for the ummah in this world. But even in akhirat also, thinking of his ummah, in akhirat also, being there as a favor and a benefit and a rahmat for his ummah. This was the extreme love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the last part of this hadith, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If a person does this, he makes this dua after Adhan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that my intercession becomes necessary for him. My intercession will take place for such a person because of this. Which one of us don't need or don't want the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But an easy way to do it is to make it a point of reciting the dua after Adhan. As we're going, inshallah, we'll see there are a few duas for us to recite after the Adhan, but just to remember this. There's one more point as far as this dua after the Adhan is concerned. Sometimes you find that people say who read this part, "Wad darajat al-rafi'a." So when they are reading this, "Ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila," then they add, "Wad darajat al-rafi'a." So here these words, "Wad darajat al-rafi'a," Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi, quote Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, stated that I did not find these words in any narration. So therefore we should avoid reading or adding these words, "Wad darajat al-rafi'a." We should keep the adhan or the dua after azan to these words: Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma was salatil qa'ima ati Muhammadan il wasilata wal fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmuda alladhi wa'adta innaka la tukhliful mi'ad, can be added at the end. Allah Ta'ala give us, because these words innaka la tukhliful mi'ad are mentioned in the narration of Bayhaqi and in Sunan al Kubra. So therefore it is permissible to recite these words, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. But as we explained, those other words that are commonly mentioned, وَالدَّرَجَةَ الرَّفِيعَةِ, these we should try and avoid reading from the dua after adhan. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.